Members, I am calling to order the Subcommittee on Ethics. And as you know, that we were in session yesterday, there was a request for us to return today at 3 o'clock in order to discuss the Senator Gruenhagen matter that was brought, or the complaint that was brought forth by Senator McQuaid. Members, I just want to be clear that we're here today to continue our discussion on the complaint brought by Senator McQuaid against Senator Gruenhagen. Having heard presentations yesterday, we will not be hearing any further testimony, just so everyone is clear with that. I want to acknowledge that we're scheduled to start at 3 o'clock. We all were here on time. There's been robust discussions happening amongst the committee in order to try to find a path forward. And so that is something that has been done. Just as a reminder of the options that were before us, the options before us are to find probable cause, to find no probable cause, to continue with our investigation, to defer action until a future date, or to decide upon appropriate disciplinary action to recommend to the Rules Committee. It has been historically, at times, provided space by the committee in order to try to seek a way forward. And it's my understanding there's a proposal that has been brought forward in the form of a resolution relating to the ethical conduct or the conduct of Senator Gruenhagen. One is that the Subcommittee on Ethical Conduct of the Committee on Rules and Administration, we met, as you know, on May 7th, and obviously today on May 8th. The subcommittee received information that Senator Gruenhagen sent an email to all senators on or about April 12th, 2023, and it was forwarded, Transgender Surgery, Male to Female Video, Google Search. We understood that the contents of the email caused Senator McQuaid to feel discomfort. Senator Gruenhagen testified, as we all know, yesterday that he intended to provide information relevant to a bill before the body and did not intend to cause offense. Now, therefore, there's a resolution. Well, maybe I should pause there. Members, we agree that that is that what I just read is reflective in a proposed agreement between the committee members, correct? All right, now, be it resolved, here's a continuation of it just so that we clearly put it on the record and then we can make sure that it's in the form of a motion that we accept this resolution, that be it resolved by the Subcommittee on Ethical Conduct, that Senator Gruenhagen must be instructed by the Republican caucus leadership on how to appropriately deliver email messages to all senators in the future. Upon notification of Senator Gruenhagen's compliance with the requirements stated in paragraph one above, the chair of Subcommittee on Ethical Conduct must dismiss the complaint. Now, that's the proposal that has been put forward, and I guess the best way to say it this way, this is something that was brought up by Senator Kunesh, and is it your motion for us to adopt that proposal as well as the motion to adopt the resolution, Senator Kunesh?
It is, Chair.
Senator Matthews.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I thank you for working on what we did, that we're incorporating some ideas that I brought forward here. So I am going to support this resolution today. And then the only comment that I want to make is that this resolution is silent on the issue of probable cause. I wish there was at least some sentence in there. We didn't come to an agreement on that. And the reason for that is that this committee deadlocked 2-2 on that issue. I pretty firmly believe that there's no probable cause with what we found, with what was expressed to us yesterday. But we don't have agreement with the full committee on that point. So I just wanted to put that on the record. The resolution is silent. It is not making a statement either direction on the topic of probable cause. But it is a good thing to get this resolved, give the path forward to have this dismissed, and not have this hanging over the work that the Ethics Committee needs to do, or that have one of our members of the Senate have this continue to hang forward on them. So that's my comments for now. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And thank you, Senator Matthews. It's true that we think it's always important to recognize that when members are in conflict and there's a breach, that we try to find a way to resolve it and for us to be able to go forward, right? Recognizing even in there that even though we can do something and have no ill intent, it still can have profound impact on an individual. And we want to just recognize that as we consider this resolution. Any other discussions before I take the vote? Senator Kunis makes a motion that the committee accepts the resolution as articulated and read by me, that is dated May 8th, 2024. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The resolution is adopted. Members, after or before you leave, it is the practice that each member sign the resolution, so that is something that is official for our records, okay? So make sure before you leave that you sign it. With that being said, I believe that is all of our business for the day. The next time that we will come together will be on June 10th. 12th. Excuse me, 12th. See, that tells me that everyone put it on their calendar. Everyone corrected me. I like that. The the Subcommittee on Ethical Conduct is adjourned. And it's...